Some cities are built from steel, brick, and industry. Others are built from sacrifice. In Cleveland, generations of Polish immigrants helped shape neighborhoods, churches, factories, and families through relentless labor and enduring faith. Today on Voices Through the Heritage Garden, we walk through the story of factories and faith, two forces that defined Polish-American life in Cleveland. The morning air carried the scent of rain as I entered the Heritage Garden. The pathways were quiet, except for distant traffic and birds moving through the trees. Standing among the monuments, it was easy to forget how hard life once was for the families these stones represent.
My grandparents worked in steel mills for decades. They left home before sunrise and came back exhausted, but somehow they still found strength to gather the family every Sunday after church. Faith gave structure to difficult lives.
By the late 19th century, thousands of Polish immigrants arrived in Cleveland searching for opportunity. Most came with little money, limited English, and enormous uncertainty. Many found work in factories, mills, railroads, and industrial plants across the growing city. The work was dangerous and exhausting. Long hours, harsh conditions, and economic instability shaped daily life. But immigrant communities survived by building support systems around churches, neighborhoods, schools, and cultural traditions.
The church was more than religion. It was language, community, protection, and familiarity. People could walk inside and hear songs, prayers, and voices that reminded them of home.
Neighborhoods like Slavic Village became centers of Polish-American life. Grocery stores carried traditional foods. Children attended parish schools. Families gathered for weddings, funerals, baptisms, and holiday celebrations that preserved customs across generations. Walking through the Heritage Garden, I kept thinking about how faith and labor became intertwined for immigrant families. One helped them survive physically, the other helped them survive emotionally.
My grandmother used to say they prayed not because life was easy, but because they needed strength to keep going.
Over time, assimilation slowly changed the community. Factories closed, younger generations moved away, languages faded. Yet traces of those earlier lives remain visible, inside churches, recipes, stories, and places like the Heritage Garden. Perhaps that is why preserving memory matters so deeply. These stories remind us that cities are not only built by architects and politicians, but by ordinary families willing to sacrifice for futures they might never fully see themselves. Thank you for walking these pathways of memory with me. Until next time, may you continue reflecting on the labor, traditions, and quiet acts of resilience carried within your own family history.